Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Hello there, this is Jennifer Marcinelli. Greetings from the Burn Bright Bunker in Houston, Texas.
Hey, and I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this fabulous show with Jennifer. And this is about Burn Bright Today. Look, this is Burn Bright Today life after coronavirus, COVID-19. And Jennifer, what you're taking on in this segment, which I'm really excited to talk with you about, is from hot mess to burning bright. And so this is a conversation that's based on so much of what we're now discovering, but so little of what people are talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that I'm struck by, and I'm so glad you're taking it on, is that we are talking so much about finances and economy.
Yes.
And some of the other things on most of the channels, we're not talking about what people are going through, mm-hmm. but you're taking that on, aren't you?
Exactly. That's my space. That's where I live. And this is where I serve. So I am here to help people move from hot mess to burning bright, because what's really going on from the holistic perspective, the holistic healing revolution perspective, is that science and spirituality are now coming together. So we've got to merge these parts of our lives. And to do that, we really have to understand what's going on in the background. Because yes, there is a virus, but yes, there are many viruses. There are many bacteria, many pathogens, many illnesses, many injuries and accidents going on in life all the time. But what is so unique about what is going on right now is what's really going on behind the scenes in 2020, the year of perfect vision, is that this is a spiritual awakening. This is what this actually is. And when anytime I've been through one or two or 10, and you've been through one or two or 10, and as you know, what takes place during a spiritual awakening is our life becomes a hot mess for one reason or another, virus or no virus, life becomes a hot mess. And what we really need, and this is what I'm hoping to really help folks with today, is to help provide some perspective of what's really going on in the background. And that'll give some ease and some peace and some calm and some understanding so that we can kind of get a feel for, okay, I'm a hot mess, but I can get through this and my life is going to go on to be so much better afterwards. So I'm so glad you kind of brought it up that way.
Well, I think that what I'm observing, and maybe you can check in on this, is, and I think you're getting it too, is there's a lot of conversation about a lot of things with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. There was even an article I saw, one of the few, on people that are grieving amongst yes. this and yet not talking about it. And so I think there's so much that's underneath the water. Right.
Yes.
We
yes.
can see the tip of the iceberg, and that's yes. what almost everybody's focusing on, but we're not really even addressing what's underneath it. And the latest craze right now is let's get back to work. Let's get back to work. I mean, that seems to be the chant. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to work, because almost all the emphasis has been around money.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And yes, finances are a very important part of what's going
yeah,
on.
Boy.
It is. There are spiritual reasons behind everything that happens in our life, everything. And there are spiritual reasons the economy is drastically changing from the way that we once knew it and moving to something higher and better. It will look very different. Mm. But focusing solely on finances is really a distraction. And yes, we all have we have to be responsible. We have to be able to respond to our financial needs. I do, you do. We're all going through some major changes, okay? Many of us, including myself, you know, 401ks have had to be used for other things. IRAs are now maybe half. personal savings accounts have been used for other things. We've all been through it. And yes, that is very important. And we have a responsibility to be good stewards of our finances and to, yes, get back to work in a new way. But really today, I think it's so much more important to kind of talk about, to your point, what are we really going through? What is each individual person really going through at this time? And I can kind of share with you some things that I'm seeing in my practice.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what are you seeing in your practice? What kinds of things are coming up for people?
Yeah. So to start off with, grief. And even though a client maybe, I have many new clients that are coming in right now who may not, when we're in grief, we may not recognize it for what it is. We may not realize, oh my goodness, I'm grieving. I need some grief counseling or I need grief support. It's not obvious always that that's what it is. But let's talk about what grief is. Grief is a loss of something that will never be the same again. It doesn't have to be the death of a family member or a loved one or a pet or someone near or dear to you. It can be the loss of your career as you knew it. It could be the loss of the way that you do your job as you knew it. It could be the loss of the way you educate your children as you knew it. There are, it's really loss of anything that you thought was going to go a certain way. And it doesn't, and there's nothing you can do about it. Everything's changing and there's no going back. And we experience loss and we go through the entire grief process to cope with that. And the key really is we need help to go through that entire process to go through it. Otherwise, we're not actually going through the grieving process and it will continue. The issues will continue in a vicious cycle until we get it and until we do go through the grieving process. So grief is a huge topic right now. Lot of grief counseling and energy work around the energetics of grief.
Yeah, I think the thing too that you touched upon and you're going to talk about today is that, you know, while most people have not been hit with the shock or the belief, let's say, that I've really lost my job, right? There's this idea that everything's going to be okay. We're going to go back to the way it was. And I think we're at the point in the cycle now where you thought about that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now you're getting a new perspective. Can you talk to that and what your folks are now believing?
Yeah. So first of all, I think it's very important to remember that grief takes its own path. Okay. Grief takes its own path for every person and in every situation that we go through. So you're right. One of the first stages of grief, and the stages don't all go in order, and they're going to bounce around and we're going to come in and out of these as we move through it. But one of the very first things is the shock and awe of whatever the loss is or the stun. Okay. And we are going to go through denial of everything's going to go back. You know, everything's going to go back to the same. We're going to get through this. And let's just go back to the way things were before and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And that's called denial. And I know it because pots and kettles, I have been through it. Okay. And I know you have too. So you're right. And the first stage is that denial stage of what this really is and what it isn't. But part of what a spiritual awakening does for us, the key component of any crisis or any big change or a spiritual awakening, is that we won't go back to where we were before. We're going to a new norm. And that you have to work through the stages of denial to get to the fact of, I've got to let go. Because at some point in time, some of my clients have already let go and say, okay, you know what? I just love this particular client. I love all my clients, but this particular client got laid off. And she literally said, she goes, this is the best thing that ever happened. She goes, yes, money is super tight. She said, but I was miserable in that job and I'm not going back. And I'm going to go figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's what we're working on in sessions now, is helping her manifest her destiny, helping her connect with what her purpose in life is and what she should actually be doing in this stage of her life for service. And to do that, again, you got to let go of the denial and you got to move through the anger, and you work through a few things until you get through acceptance to where you're like, oh, okay, now I can start building anew. So many of my clients are in various different places with this, and you know, there's no judgment, and we shouldn't judge ourselves of where we are either in this very moment. Wherever you are in this very moment, if you are experiencing denial, thinking everything's going to go be the same, that's okay. If you're experiencing anger over your loss, especially finances or whatever, that's okay. That's where you're supposed to be. There are various stages, but we need love and support, and we need professional support to help us get through those.
You know, it's interesting for us. It's been great because we've brought on some of the most incredible people in the past, thanks to Linda, the past 4 weeks. And one of them is an attorney out of New York who is completely dedicating his time for free, right? Jonathan Bell, for free. And his law firm out of New York, Facebook, he's given people free advice. I mean, he's right on the forefront. And by the way, he has helped me personally connect with other people. Because one of the things, even though the situation for me has not changed, not having information to help connect the dots is causing a whole new level of insecurity / grief. And let me just give you one example, and then I want you to comment on it, because it ties in to the date, 2020.
Yes.
April 2020. Yes. But it also ties into this upcoming planetary energy. So, yes. You know, I study the consequences of broken promises and psychological contracts, right?
Yes.
And even as much as I've studied that, shocked, stunned 3 days ago, because nowhere has it said on any of the publicized stuff that people are telling you you're going to get, nowhere has it said that the benefits for businesses, for PPP, as it's called, right? I have my own meaning for what those initials stand for. We won't get into it. But I found out 3 days ago, which most of us small business people don't know, is that the only way you're going to get that payroll relief is for your regular employees. So let's say you have a staff where you have 2 regular employees and 8 contract people. You're not going to get any relief for them, even if you've provided all the work. So this is the ripple effect, which is now causing a whole nother layer of disappointment.
Yes.
Agony over it, disbelief, yes. And then yes. Grief.
Yes.
So, you know, when you put all those together, what are you seeing as sort of the downturn from your folks?
Yeah. So I'm seeing that as well, the broken promises. And I think what's really important is to kind of take a moment here and let's just take a giant step back and look at this from the spiritual perspective. I think this is really important.
Perfect.
Okay. Because part of what 2020 is, the number 20 means awakening. In numerology code, in sacred numbers, the number 20 is awakening. The number 2 are 2 coming together as 1. And spiritually, that is you and the divine coming together as 1 so that we can reconnect to the divine in whatever term you know that is, divine, source, God, okay? So 2020 awakening, coming together to reconnect with God. And having been through this personally and being trained to handle this professionally in my practice, this is a major shift. We, the planet Earth, is that when we put our security into a company, okay, to provide for us, then there's a karmic tie, and I'm going to call it slavery, because it is. We give our power some way. And if we put our security into our government to provide for us for security, that is another form of a karmic tie. It is another form of wanting somebody else to take care of us other than our connection with the divine. And this is a big shift. And I'm just going to, for a moment, I have been there. I mean, when I segued from corporate America and sales into coming out on my own and serving on my mission, of course, as you know, I'm full-fledged into right now, I myself had to make this shift. I had to learn how to make the shift of relying on a corporation, a company, to provide my base salary and my commission structure and my benefits. And I had to learn how to move away from that, connect to my divine inner guidance, and follow what I am supposed to do, my passion and my life purpose, what I should be doing for a living, and relying on God to provide. It is a major shift, and I'm not going to josh you on this. It's difficult, okay? Because we're going to have to let go of everything that we've always known to be true. And so I'm seeing this, especially with my clients who are corporate or professionals, either they're self-employed and have other corporate contracts and it's time to move and do a different form of service, or they're stepping up into a leadership role. They're being asked to step up into a leadership role as an enlightened leader. The old leadership is falling away. They've been exposed. We're now seeing why they can't be in leadership anymore. And they're being asked to step up into this role as an enlightened leader. Now, a part of what comes with that is all the process we had to work through to get there, okay? And that's a part of how I help folks in my practice. And I'm really glad that you brought in the upcoming energies, because I think this is really important to kind of give everybody a heads up on what's happening. First of all, these changes are not your fault. You haven't done anything wrong. You can stop kicking yourself and blaming yourself. I should have known. I should have saved more. Just let go of that. This is a spiritual awakening. It is designed to wake us up, and we're going to get shaken. All of our beliefs, all of our broken promises, they're going to get broken because we have to go to another level. Now, Pluto is going into retrograde, and this is a very powerful retrograde. So for those of us who have gone before and already experienced it, more and more and more people on the planet, regardless in our own little way, our own unique way, are going to be guided through loss and through grief to connect with the divine in whatever way that is for you, and literally connect back to God in a way that this relationship with God is being restored. This is a major shift and a major opportunity. And once this happens, the changes that come after this are going to be stunning. We just have to get through the really hard work and the bumps and bruises of restoring our own personal connection with the divine.
Yeah. You know, what you're talking about and pulling the energies together is really where we shine the light today. Mm-hmm. Because as we're looking at these energies you're referenced to, right, and the underpinnings of them, you know, some people are pointing to this new moon. You know, we have some people that are waiting for this new moon, you know, to take the next step in their life. And for those of you that are wondering, it's the Taurus new moon, which is on April 22nd, which is Wednesday. And it talks about this grand new beginning on the horizon. And I think that's what you're referring to, right?
Yes.
You know, and it's interesting because it points to this in the middle of all of the things you just remember, right? But it really begs us to sit with our shadows.
Yes.
Really is asking us to sit down in this very dark, scary place, right? That which can cause your heart, you know, to pitter patter, but to sit down and to face this so that you can, I can, all of us can expose those things that are blocking us from burning bright, right?
Absolutely. And you're right. This new moon in Taurus, Tuesday for the Americas, 23rd for universal time, is extremely powerful. We had the grand stellium on January 12th that set, we're in full force now of the changes that the grand stellium opened for us. And now this, you're right, this new moon in Taurus is extremely powerful. And Taurus is very grounding. It's an earth sign. So it's going to help us. Again, anytime a change happens, there's the shock and awe stage, and we're all running around trying to adjust to the new energy. Okay. So now we're a few weeks into this new energy. So we're starting to adjust and adapt, and we're learning to conserve. We're learning to plan our meals, plan our outings, plan trips to the grocery store, plan supplies, where we're moving away from the one click, I'm going to have it on my doorstep in 24 hours by a drone, to I've got to plan some more of this out, okay? Taurus is very grounding earth. It's an earth sign. And it will give us the opportunity to be a little more grounded so that we can go deeper into meditation or contemplation or prayer, however you do that, so that you can get your answers. We have to be grounded first, and that improves our ability to connect and get our inner guidance, our divine guidance, if you will. So also with Taurus, Taurus rules the second house of money and financial flow and a few other things. But it also will give us the emotional groundedness to handle the change that's coming. And Uranus is involved also. So Uranus is going to give us some divine lightning strikes. We're going to get some divine insights about what to do. And Taurus will give us that grounded bull energy to move forward and do the work. Because we're in a four universal year. Four is about structure and work. We have to do the work to create this new life. But when we know this, take a breath. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. We're just evolving. We're spiritually awakening. And every day that moves on, we're going to be able to see more clearly and more clearly and more clearly. And the more we can relax and just get in and get her done on this new path that we're doing, right? So.
Well, I think we have some interesting energies. You know what it reminds me of? As you're talking about this, we're talking about these multiple energies. And I think you mentioned Uranus. So we have that, which is the energy of, look it, I want to really crumble the past. I want to revolutionize. Yes. I want to rebuild something. And Saturn wants us to stop the change, right? Let's just go back to the way things were.
And timing of change.
But it's smack in the headlines, right? On the one side of the headlines, you read death toll has reached 40,000. On the other side, you reach 200 people protesting to get back to work. I mean, you see how these energies, right? And the question then remains for you and the work that you do in Burn Bright, right? And the question really is, these may be life-altering changes.
Yes.
But the question is, are we up for it?
And that is a question that each and every one of us has to face for ourselves and connect with the divine and get aligned. Because this is an incredible, I understand what the mainstream media is reporting. I chose to unplug from mainstream media about 20 years ago. I'm very, very discerning with where I get my information and my facts.
No kidding.
And I'm very, very careful. I'm very discerning for what is actually true. And I have set for myself a deep commitment many years ago to be shown truth with a pure heart. Okay, you have to have a pure heart when you do this. But with a pure open heart to be shown truth for whatever truth is, non-judgmental, and then follow that for yourself. But each and every one of us has to do this for ourselves. And there will be conflict. There has to be conflict, because we have to have the conflict to drive the change. And we have to be way out of our comfort zone to create enough conflict to make us have our own personal revolution, right? But we're having the revolution that we're having, you know, and I call it the holistic healing revolution, but the revolution that each of us is having is within us, within ourselves. And when we realize that we're not fighting the man, we're not having a revolution against the government, we're not having a revolution against a virus or an illness or anything else, the revolution is really about ourselves. And it's about coming in alignment with ourselves, with the divine. And when we bring those together, it's amazing the changes that you can make. My clients just love it when they're like, oh, it's like, I could have had a V8. Oh my God, this is what was going on the whole time. I can do that. Oh, I can let go now. Sometimes I think I've had this happen, and tell me if you have, but there've been different times in my life where I felt like I needed to get permission to let go. And really what I really needed was I needed to give myself permission to let go of what's no longer working, and say, you know what? I didn't really want to be doing X, Y, or Z anyway. I didn't really want to be in that relationship or working with that company or in this job. What I actually really wanted to be doing is this. And that is a personal revolution that we go through. So we're all doing it. We're all making these big changes now. So,
yeah. I mean, one of the things we'll talk about when we come back, though, too, is, you know, where do we go from here? Yeah. You know, what is the next place for us to go? And what are we finding people doing amazingly? What has already changed?
Yes.
Things that have changed that were unheard of yeah. ever being done the way they're being yes. done now. Yes. Now it's becoming the norm. Yes. What about those things? Will they go back to the old rules, the old restrictions, the old ways of being? When we come back, Jennifer's going to tell us about that, but she's going to tell us about some of the people she's been working with. Mm-hmm. You know, think about this. You know, how many of us could feel the need for a hug? Just can't get that. You may think to yourself, well, wait a minute, I don't know what she's talking about. I've got people around me. But there are a lot of people that don't. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Burn Bright Today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Hey there, this is Jennifer Marcinelli with Burn Bright Today, and I'm here with Dr. Pat Baselli. So glad that you've joined us, and I hope you're enjoying this show today. I'm moving, you know, COVID-19, life after COVID-19, from hot mess to burning bright. So glad you're here today. We've got a lot to talk about in this segment. I'll be sharing a personal story, talking a little bit about my practice. And then Dr. Pat, I know you have an incredible story of a spiritual awakening through grief as well. So if you feel comfortable, perhaps you could share that today too.
Yeah, I think this is really the time for us to do that, right? But before we jump ahead, let's take a moment to let folks know how they can find out more about you and the work that you're doing to help people right now.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, if you're out there and you're feeling like a hot mess, regardless of where you are in your life right now, and with this big spiritual awakening that's going on, you know, you can always reach out. So you're welcome to visit burnbrighttoday.com. Make sure you get all the T's, burnbrighttoday.com. And we'll talk about this again, but I'm also offering every Friday from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time for anyone who would like to just put your toe in the water and give gemstone and diamond therapy a try. I'm offering a free basic introductory group remote, meaning over the telephone, telemedicine over the telephone, a free gemstone and diamond therapy session. So go to the website and register on offer.burnbrighttoday.com. Save your seat so you can get the link, the Zoom link. You'll need a Zoom link. And that'll be this Friday from 2 to 3, and every Friday from 2 to 3 for as long as I can possibly deliver it.
Well, you know, part of this though is we are looking at the way we step out. And you were talking about Mother of Pearl. So I went and got my warrior.
Oh,
can you see that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, hold that up if you would. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, a friend of mine made it. See if I can get it off.
So while you're getting yours, I'm wearing Mystic Warrior. This is onyx, green tourmaline, and white flesh moonstone. So let me see yours. Abs, that's stunning. You know, everybody has, among the archetypes that everybody has, the lover, the artist, the healer, we also have a warrior archetype. And it's an innate part of all of us. And at times like this, that's what pulls through and steps up, that we can rely on that warrior, inner warrior within ourselves to help us get through these times and make these changes. So that's very cool that we're both wearing warrior necklaces today.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I usually run my, solar return, yeah. Right? So, you know, so it's fascinating. I didn't run it on my birthday, and I ran it recently since we were talking about astrology, right? We're talking about the planets. And one of the things that I'm struck by is what I thought I was called to do in December in my birth month. I'm still called to do it, but literally called in a different way.
In a different way.
I want to ask you, you know, there are shifts and there are changings. How are you seeing other people being impacted and affected? You know, how are you able to help them release and burn bright again?
Yeah, so you're right. Everything is changing and shifting, and it always has been. But right now, there are many important changes going on with Mother Earth. that are affecting us as well. So a part of how I'm helping people right now is with the energetic healings that are necessary to help adjust so that they can receive and acclimate and work with this new, much higher, much more powerful resonance energy that we have. Okay. And I'll back up just a second and to put just a little more context on what I'm talking about. You're probably familiar with Schumann's resonance, right? It's part of the frequency and the vibratory rate of Mother Earth, where for quite some time, we were about 8 to 10 or 6 to 8. And Schumann's resonance now is measuring like 10 to 12. And this is something the military watches all the time, and they make decisions on this, and there's all types of ways that we respond to this. But as a part of the frequencies changing with Mother Earth and the chakra upgrades that are going on. So you've heard me talk about this for more than a year and a half, that we are more than our physical bodies. We have energetic anatomy as well. For example, we have the chakra system, the meridian system, and I talk about that in the book in more detail, and you know, as well as the subtle bodies. And there's illustrations in the book if you'd like some more information on that. But Mother Earth is receiving chakra upgrades, especially of the heart, many, okay, but especially of the heart chakra. And as Mother Earth receives an upgrade to the heart chakra, so do we. So I've been seeing this for the last 2 years in my practice. My clients who were very spiritually based, these are people who have a spiritual practice that either do meditation and contemplation every day and are very, very rehearsed and practiced at connecting to get their inner guidance, that they received energetic chakra upgrades through gemstone and diamond therapy within the last 2 years, all the way up until now. And, you know, one of the signs that I see in my clients that are coming through, I'm seeing a lot of different stuff in my practice right now, but I'll try to narrow it down.
Yeah.
But for example, let's just take the heart chakra upgrade of what's going on. You might see issues in your heart with thymus, with the heart muscle itself, chest pain, tightness, the actual irregular rhythms, things like that are a pain in your actual heart muscle. Breathing issues, allergy issues, anything to do with the lungs, which of course corresponds to the big thing that's in the news right now that we're all dealing with.
Yeah.
Blood pressure, lymph, and the immune system. So physically, those are some of the signs they're presenting with that their physicians are scratching their heads going, okay, this doesn't make sense, because there's actually an energetic cause. And that's how I help. But on the other side, the body, mind, spirit side, the heart is also balances harmony, trust, lovingness, being gentle with yourself and being gentle with others, the ability to give and the ability to receive, because we must first sometimes receive before we can give, and then we have to give so that we can receive. But we need to be flexible and open to new ideas and new people. And also this heart chakra is really, the upgrade really helps people cope with loss. You start seeing and understanding, you gain a more mature insight on what loss is and what it isn't. And that's part of the chakra upgrades that are going on. And with this brings incredible balance.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot of that in my practice, even over the last 2 years. And of course, now it's really magnified because relationships are changing. Issues with children are coming up. People are home with their kids. And some moms are experiencing what I call bad mom syndrome. They're at home with their kids and they're tuned into their children. They're like, I had no idea that little Johnny is really struggling with this. And I need to get, you know, my son or my daughter a different level of assistance. So seeing a lot of that. And also seeing what I call Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, it's like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt,
yeah,
where they're suddenly at home together, you know, all right, are they going to shoot up the inside of the house and each other? Are they going to go their separate ways? Or are they going to be able to figure out, work through their stuff and come together at a higher level? So I know that's a big round, you know, a big round soup of everything that's kind of going on right now, but it is kind of complex and people are dealing with a lot at home.
But isn't that what they went through in the movie?
Yes.
Right. That's exactly what they went through in the movie. Right.
Yeah. Having to identify who they really are, who they as a person really are, and then being honest with their spouse, their intimate partner, of who they really are and who they're really not. get it all out in the open, hold it up to the light, work through this and say, okay, are we meant to now stay together at this new higher level, or are we meant to go on our separate paths? And I'm seeing both in my practice. Some relationships or even marriages are breaking up that are due to that the karmic, the soul contracts are completed and it's time to go on at their own vibratory rates, or they're making the adjustments together and they're going to go, they're, you know, moving forward at a much higher level. So I call it Mr. and Mrs. Smith syndrome because it's so much like the movie.
But, you know, in this, there are incredible stories. There are really all of the archetypes, I think, that Campbell pointed out, you know, are starting to show up. You know, whether you know people that have, you know, been sick for most of their life, experiencing different levels of fear and anxiety, and yet you also see people that have turned around and have taken that fear and out of their own anxiety started to create their own masks. And as a result of that, got a neighborhood involved, then the neighborhood turned into a community, you know, and they became creative with what they were doing and how they were doing it. And there's this life after COVID-19, and for a lot of folks, and I would love for you to comment on this, is for a lot of folks, they have found new ways to build community, to come together. So how do we talk about what the tools are that you people are using to navigate with the current crisis? And what do we do as we move forward to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I love what you're talking about, because what you're actually describing really dovetails nicely into what we were talking about earlier. Because when we work for a corporation, or when we rely on a government or any other entity of any type to tell us how to do things, and that paternalistic top down, thou shalt, it's my way or the highway, we do everything this way here, and forget about the creativity, right? You're going to do it this way. That is going away, it's collapsing. Because it's time for us to really move back into our own sovereignty and our own freedom, if you will. And when we are sovereign, when we are disconnected, when I personally disconnected from corporate America, it opened up my creative flow to the nth degree. Because I was already creative, I had been working towards it for quite some time, but sometimes you actually have to pull the plug. You're going to have to energetically unplug from what you thought was providing your security and plug into the divine and start relying on something completely different. And with that, I've experienced it. And it's a beautiful thing to see this when clients experience this. It's like, oh my stars. Okay. I'm now connected into what I need to be doing with my own creative flow. And with that, when we open our own unique creative ability, it is amazing the creative solutions that will come forward that had never been thought of before. We couldn't see them. We couldn't have even manifested or even used our imagination, because we were plugged into a different level of energy, right? So if you're at that stage, it is an amazing feeling. And it's a part of how I help, how gemstone and diamond therapy also can uniquely help people repair the energetic damages in the chakras and the repairs and the upgrades to help you get aligned so you can get into that space of creativity, because we have energetic issues in the way as well. Okay. It's just the wear and tear of life. You know, we're out here on the front lines as warriors, and we're going to take a few hits. And sometimes we need energy medicine to help us get repaired and in harmony so we can move forward at this new place. And many of my clients are at that stage, but I also have many clients right now who are in the very early stages. And I think if you don't mind, Dr. Pat, I'm going to speak to that for just a moment.
Please do.
So if you're out there and you're listening, and maybe you are deep in the hot mess stage, okay? Maybe you are truly feeling like you are up against it right now. You're not even ready to say, I've got to use my divine creativity. You're not there yet. Okay. That's okay. Okay. You're not there. If you're experiencing fear or you are experiencing anxiety, to the point where you really can't even get into prayer. You're just having a difficult time even getting out and getting grounded and being able to settle your energy field enough to where you can pray or where you can get into meditation or contemplation. Let's talk about that for just a moment, because I think this is really key. So if that's where you are, I would like to share with you what I use that really helps me get settled, get in a state of peace, and get in a state of calm so that fear can, it can just abate. It can fall away so I can get into that some, I just need some peace, okay? And I need a little bit of calm here. And I'd like to share that, and I'll go ahead and demonstrate it for you, if you don't mind.
Please.
And what I'd like to share with you today is called the hue, H-U, the hue. It is a non-denominational prayer. It is a prayer of the highest sort. And it is a meditation or a contemplation. It is, by definition, a love song to God. It is for everyone of any religion, any race, any creed. And it's not meant to change your religious or spiritual practice. It's meant to enhance it. But most of all, what it's really meant to do is to help you find peace and love and calm, even in the most tumultuous of times. And here's what you do. If you can just take a few moments to get settled, take a couple of deep breaths, and you can do this anywhere, anytime, silently or out loud. But if you're home alone and you've got this silent place with your eyes closed or are you open, just focus on your heart, take a few nice, slow, deep breaths, and just focus on something that you love. It could be a family, a friend, a pet, anything that you love dearly, and just hold that feeling of warmth in your heart. Take a slow, deep breath, and on the out breath, sing the word hue, and I'll demonstrate it for you three times. Hue. Wow. May the blessings be. And you can feel that shift.
Yeah. And you know, I can't help but really get the feeling and the sense that what you just did is helping people fill a gigantic void. It is the void we are not talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, you work with a team of people, you do this in your profession, your business, you know, you are helping people not only understand where they are today, but also to make sure that you're engaging them in a way that they can move forward and burn bright. See, that's the thing. You know, are we moving forward to burn bright? Or are we moving forward with a different energy? And, you know it, I know it, the people we meet, how we meet them, what they're doing. I'm finding almost two energies. I don't want to say they're in conflict with each other, but I think they're paradoxical. You know, on the one hand, the energy of I've never been more motivated to take my message out in the world, right? And the other is, even though I am motivated, I'm actually too scared. I'm completely immobilized. And I don't think I have seen that, right, in a really long time. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
How are you helping people, you know, manage that paradox? It's a new paradigm.
It is a new paradigm. And a part of how I help people is, of course, I'm an energy medicine practitioner. You know, as you know, I'm a former critical care nurse, and I'm a board certified holistic nurse. I'm a registered nurse, but I'm also have advanced certifications in different energy medicine modalities. some of which are NLP, neuro-linguistics programming, because we got to get our mind right. We got to, the mind needs structure, and we have to upgrade our thinking. And I also help people with gemstone and diamond therapy. And this is a very unique cutting edge energy medicine therapy. And I help my clients really get to the root of the energetic causes of their what they're facing in life today, whether it's an injury, an illness, a health issue, or a life issue. And what I have found is that when our energy field is injured or damaged or locked down, if you will, just like almost like gridlock from fear and anxiety, we can't move forward. For example, if we're in fear or anxiety, the aura can't turn. And if your aura can't turn, you can't bring in those energies or move forward. And if you have had an experience, and I've had this, and almost every client I've ever seen has had this, where, for example, if they've been really taken aback by shocked by something, the chakras can actually be flat. A chakra should go like this and be this huge vortex moving up, but it can be flat. Mm-hmm. And if it's been the brow chakra, the throat, the heart, any of them. And if your chakra is damaged, or for example, let's just say flat, moving forward in life is extremely difficult because the energetic anatomy isn't working for you. So that's how I help people, is I help them, you know, repair and heal their energy fields, as well as help them facilitate communication with their inner team, their guides, their guardian angels, their spiritual team that they work with on the inner, so that they can get the wisdom and the insights to go with it so they can move forward. Because if we have a healthy, happy, well-functioning energy field and our wisdom, then we can better move forward and execute our mission, our life's passion. And yeah, that's one of my favorite ways to help clients. I have many clients that are working with me on this. So, yeah.
Wow. You know, thank you so much for today, but also, and perhaps even more important, thank you for what you're doing to help people out there. And, you know, diamonds are so precise. They're so precise. They're so beautiful. You know, it's a precision art. And, you know, the power of what you just talked about really helps cut through so many things, doesn't it?
It is. And gratitude to you too, Dr. Pat. You're doing an amazing work, and you have for quite some time with Transformation Talk Radio and all that you're providing and all that you're doing to help everyone, all of us, uplift and move forward. So thank you to you too. And wow. Yeah. And, you know, you're right. Diamond therapy is a precision art. And if you're ready for it, it's incredible the advancements that you can make. Just incredible.
I love it. Last question, personal message, and also how do people find out and work with you directly?
Yeah. So I would say, number one, this is a time of awakening to just embrace whatever comes up. Don't push it away. Give yourself permission to explore the unusual if it comes your way. And just say, you know, this has caught my attention. I'm going to look into this and just try this out for myself. So whatever comes your way, perhaps it's a healing modality. I just really encourage you to trust your inner knowing that's something for you to take a look into at this time, just for you. And again, always please come over to burnbrighttoday.com. And this Friday, I'm offering every Friday from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, I'm offering a free group remote telemedicine. It means just dial in by the phone, a basic introductory gemstone and diamond therapy session. So anybody who's curious, if you're looking to explore a new healing modality and you're like, I'm not so sure about this, but I want to try it, I warmly invite you to register for your spot and check it out.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.